Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Southern Fried Podcast, a production of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. I'm Rex Nelson, Democrat Gazette senior editor, and we welcome back previous guests, but we got them together now because we're going to talk trash today on the Southern Fried Podcast, and these are two of the most trashiest people I know, anti-trash people that I know. Have to be careful there. Two of the most anti-trash people I know, and that is Cappy Peck, member of the Little Rock Board of Directors, Norm Berner of Keep Little Rock Beautiful. Thank you so much for coming back with us today.
Thanks for having us, Rex.
Yeah. Cappy, for those that missed the previous time we had you on, I want you to kind of just go into a little bit of background for people about how, like many of us, you became upset by what I consider a litter crisis here in the state's largest city. You're a longtime member of the board of directors. By the way, congratulations on not drawing any opposition.
Yippee!
For the next time around.
Now I can pay more attention to
the old saying, there's only two ways to run, scared and unopposed, right. And you're unopposed.
I'm delighted.
Yeah, it's going to be great to have you a few more years at least on the city board.
Stuck with me for four more years.
Yeah, but what I was going to say is, even though you're on the board, you felt there was a lack of action, frankly couldn't really get the attention of City Hall, and with encouragement, I know I encouraged you and others. You just said, I'm going to kind of just declare myself the litter czar.
I did. We'd gotten so many mails, the board as a collective group, from people like you and other concerned citizens, and nobody was really responding. And so one day I thought, well, I'm going to respond. And I self-appointed myself the litter czarina. And we've hit the ground, and we're making plans, and we're getting ready to launch an initiative that I hope will really make a difference, Rex. We've got the attention of people at City Hall now. I cannot give enough credit to Keep Little Rock Beautiful. They've been doing this for forever. Mm-hmm. And I think I finally got fed up looking at the letters and just doing a personal cleanup. I live right off Cantrell.
Yeah, yeah.
In a pond, picking up trash. And I was just sick and tired of it. And I thought, okay, if nobody's going to take the lead here, I'm going to.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And thank you for doing that. Now, Norm, you've been at it for quite a while. Cappy thanked Little Rock Beautiful. Talk a little bit about Keep Little Rock Beautiful, for those not familiar with it, what it's about, how it got started many years ago.
Sure. Way back in 2005, there was a group of local citizens from across our city who formed a 501c3 in our name. And the following year, in early 2006, after going through some special programs, we became a certified affiliate of Keep Arkansas Beautiful and also Keep America Beautiful. Not every state in the U.S. has a Keep whatever your state name is beautiful. So, you know, the natural state here for a long time has had one of our affiliates connected to Keep America Beautiful. So our founding members initially created three committees for our organization to become involved in across our city.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty big, you know, a beautification committee, a litter prevention committee, and a recycling committee were the initial three committees. Through our beautification committee, we've helped a lot of organizations to improve the entrance to their neighborhood associations or property owners associations with the addition of special signage, trees, plants, flowers, what have you. And we helped them reach out and obtain a grant that was offered by the city of Little Rock.
Gotcha.
Each of our seven wards were allowed to have so many grants applied, and I think it was like $1,000 a piece, which can make a huge difference. So we helped to encourage and inspire and work with a number of groups across the city to utilize that grant. Well, that makes a wonderful addition. The largest, most expensive, and most visible beautification project that our group has done to date is in that roundabout that goes down to Murray Park in the Big Dam Bridge. Little Rock doesn't have very many roundabouts, but it was one of our biggest in a while ago. So anyhow,
right.
In the center of that roundabout on a raised area is a huge aluminum sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
That's called the Playing Ball Sculpture. I happen to know the architect, he's a friend of mine in Colorado who built that, and we purchased it from him. Lots of people see that going down to the Big Dam Bridge, Murray Park, every day. You know, the Arkansas River Trail goes down there. So what better a place to have a huge project to show a beautification project than what we did, you know, in that area. We also maintain the pruning of trees and the medians that we have on Cantrell Road and La Hart Boulevard.
Right.
And there's a select group of us that often bring in some additional volunteers to help pick up all the stuff that we trim. And we do this a couple times a year. Makes a difference because, once again, we got lots of people traveling that area. We want it to look good. We're trying to help the city out because, you know, sometimes we can have more volunteers than they have city members.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a major thoroughfare, the way I come to downtown every day.
Well, yeah. Our recycling committee immediately got involved with the America Recycles Day event that takes place every November. Well, we soon realized that doing a recycling event one time a year wasn't enough. And in the beginning, we rotated the event where we brought all kinds of vendors together who do recycling. And then we finally decided to select one location. It was central part of the city, Little Rock Zoo, easy for people to get to. Well, we were doing a second recycling event during Earth Day, and even that wasn't enough. So a couple of years ago, we had some new members come on board to our recycling committee, and we were talking about this and said, okay, let's do this quarterly. The zoo's behind it. We added them and, you know, a city department to get involved and help promoting this event that keeps Little Rock Beautiful organized. We bring lots of people together to recycle, so we keep that from going into our landfill. The stats that we have on that are incredible, especially the electronic stuff that won't fit in your recycling cart in front of your house.
Right, exactly.
That these people bring, you know, 8,000 pounds worth of electronics on a single day. It's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
We did something else, and we started gathering zip code addresses from all these 400 people typically who come. We have people who come from outside Little Rock, which is fine because there are places that haven't gotten together to do a big recycling event, but hopefully that'll take place sooner than later. So the recycling committee has grown tremendously.
Campy, you mentioned the work and the fact Keep Little Rock Beautiful's been around a long time. Now, I know even though you got frustrated at the city, I do know that your fellow members of the board of directors, a number of them have been involved in Keep Little Rock Beautiful through the years and active in some of their annual events.
They have, and you know, my goal is to get all of us super involved. I mean, this is a great source of community pride.
Absolutely,
we are the natural state. We can do better, and we've got a plan, and we've already started. The last time I talked to you, I told you that we were going to begin with the lowest hanging fruit, that Adopt a Street program.
Mm-hmm.
We've been working hard at that to make it more easier to navigate. This is a program where a community, a family, can adopt a few city blocks and do a regular cleanup and adopt a street. If you do a good job, you can get your name on a sign if you want it.
I was going to say, I know people who drive around Little Rock have seen those signs, but that program had pretty much gone dormant until you gave it a push.
It did, and I give a huge amount of credit to our sustainability officer at the city, Lenny Massanelli, and Ray. They're doing a great job. We've revamped it to make it super, super easy.
Great.
And we have an opportunity here in the next couple of months to really make a major push. We've got National Night Out coming up on October 1st. This is a national event where neighborhoods come together, and it will have a platform to really push this message out through our neighborhood housing and program division with HOAs and POAs. And, you know, my goal is to get everybody on the board to commit to working with the neighborhoods and get as many streets adopted as we possibly can. You know, we can make a difference when we have these big cleanups and we have all of these volunteers coming out. And then, you know, a couple of days later, people start littering again.
Exactly.
So it can't just be up to the volunteers. It's everybody's responsibility. So Adopt a Street is alive and well, and it's going to get better. And then what I'm most excited about is this launch of the litter campaign.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to share the slogan yet, but it's very provocative. It'll start some conversation. And that launch is on Saturday, September 14th at Murray Park.
Wonderful.
This is something that KLRB has done annually. I'm hoping that the mayor and every city board member will be present. We'll have T-shirts and swags and bumper stickers. You know, the messaging is so important. And then on down the road, we've got plans on speaking to different Rotary groups. I've talked to the Chamber of Commerce. It's going to take a real partnership.
It really does. I was going to say, when you were talking about the Adopter Street, throw in my public service announcement, and that is, if you're in a civic club in Little Rock or any other type of organization and looking at community service, there are few things that frankly are easier, but yet make a bigger difference. And that's one of them. I mean, just get your group together, adopt an area, and get your people together several Saturdays a year, Cappy. It'll make a world of difference.
It will make a huge difference. And, you know, I know I can name six people just right off the top of my head that do this a couple of times a week.
On their own, yeah.
I mean, Vic Snyder, he's down there at the River Trail picking up trash every day.
Yeah.
I have got to share this one email from a good friend of mine, and I hope it inspires others. His name is Chet Roberts. You mm-hmm. probably know him.
I know Chet.
And
I follow him on social media, and his care, I'm going to steal your thunder, but his care for the crepe myrtles,
yes,
down in Riverdale.
Yes, and I'm going to help with that. So he and Dean Campuris love those trees and take care of them. So he posted this, and I hope this inspires a lot of people. Today, instead of bitching and moaning on social media about the terrible state of the world, I got up early and decided to make the world, or at least some part of it, a better place. And about 9:30 a.m., I am delighted to announce that I did exactly that. Yes, I picked up other people's trash along Rebsman Park Road and Riverfront Drive. And yes, it's a tiny thing, but nevertheless, it absolutely did improve the condition of the world just that tiny bit. And perhaps, just as importantly, it improved me and my attitude. So if you find yourself feeling anxious or stressed or even afraid, all feelings that any normal human being occupying our present world absolutely should feel from time to time, I strongly recommend just getting up off your butt, shutting down the smart or dumb phone, grabbing a few trash bags, and walking out to virtually any street or park in your neighborhood or city and pick up trash. Yes, I promise if you do this just once, you will experience such a rush of good feelings that you'll be hooked and return to do it again and again, all to the benefit not only of your community, but of yourself. So let's get going and make the world a better place today.
Amen. Thank you, Chip. Yeah, I read that at the time, gave it a thumbs up, loudly said amen, because you're right. We've got so many people that just sit around on social media complaining. And there's an easy way to do something
so
right there.
Get some exercise, too. It's just, that was so inspirational.
Yeah.
I read that about once a day.
Oh, yeah.
It's my battle cry. So thanks, Chet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, not to point fingers, but maybe I will. One other problem that we have that I see, Cappy, is a lot of people don't understand that a lot of our major thoroughfares in Little Rock are state highways. They fall under the Arkansas Department of Transportation. And I just frankly, just to call it like it is, don't think RDOT does a very good job of maintaining its right-of-ways in the city.
I agree, and that is frustrating, and I'm hoping that we can change that behavior. I was happy to drive down here, and Cantrell's repaved mostly now.
Yes, noticed this morning, yeah.
But, you know, it's still trashy.
It is trashy on both sides.
So we walk that fine line. What are city streets? What are state highways? And whose responsibility is it? So that's always going to be a challenge. But one of our goals, and we have a committee now, Norm. Norm is a key member, and Suzanne from Keep Little Rock Beautiful, our sustainability officer. You know, the zoo is so committed to this. Conservation, education, sustainability. Susan Altrui has been a great member in helping this. And we've got a community member, Michael Bynum. I don't know if you know him.
Mm-hmm.
Happens to live in my ward and does a lot of community work downtown. We've got a little core group now, and we're making plans to just saturate the city with this messaging and to get in front of as many organizations as we possibly can and build a network of people that can really come together to address this. A key to me is schools. You know, kids teach their parents, especially when it comes to something like this. So we're working with our chief education officer at the city to get this into the curriculum, especially in elementary school, third, fourth, fifth graders who can help drive this message that, you know, they're inheriting this planet. Let's clean it up. Let's pick it up.
Right.
And have a sense of real community pride. Maybe I'm being naive and overly enthusiastic about it, but I do think that these parts are coming together. And I think this fall we're going to see a huge, huge surge in volunteerism as we get this message out. There are so many things going on. You know, we have Harvest Fest, we have the State Fair, we're going to have a captive audience all fall to get this message out, and I'm super excited about it.
Well, great. Again, thank you for what you're doing. And like you said, it's going to take a lot of organizations working together. So you don't have to. I will. I'll call you out. RDOT, if you're listening, you got to do your part too.
Right.
State government's got to do its part. You mentioned it was repaid, but still trashy. I noticed this morning coming in, Cappy, that on that hillside right across from the Riverdale Shopping Center there, thank goodness for the big rain we had Sunday night, but it has formed almost a trash dam at one point now.
I saw that.
You saw that?
I
thought, well, when it floods the street, I guess they'll finally have to take action there.
And, you know, I hope that what we're doing here in Little Rock, that we can eventually embrace North Little Rock, the county, the state. I mean, that's way on down the road, but we're going to start here in the capital city.
Exactly.
And I'm on fire. You know, we're going to do this.
Well, you know, we're old enough to remember when, you know, when they referred to Little Rock as the City of Roses, and the city took great pride in that. And that went further than just planting rose bushes. It went back to how you looked,
right?
How you appeared to outsiders.
Right, right. It's important, and we talk about this a lot, attracting new businesses. You know, it's a huge piece of economic development. I talk about this to Jay Cheshire a lot, to Little Rock Commission and Visitors Bureau. If people come and see a trashy city, I mean, what does that say about
exactly.
us? It says that we don't care.
The people who live here, yeah. Yeah.
And so I just think that this is going to be such an uplifting thing if we can come together. And the partnerships, Rex, are going to be so, so important. You know, I envision, you know, seeing buses wrapped with our messaging, the great murals projects downtown, seeing those, just, you know, billboards, just hammering the message home until you just go to sleep thinking about it and waking up like Chet, want to feel a little bit better and do something positive and just spend 20 minutes walking through your neighborhood and picking up other people's trash.
Get off your rear, as Chet said. Norm, you've got some big events coming up. Cappy touched on September 14th, but talk a little bit about events that are coming up in the next few months.
Well, yes. We are part of Friends of Fish Creek, so with the State Fair coming up, as Cappy mentioned, for years we've had two exhibit booths inside the Hall of Industry, and over the years we've had certain people get invited to come and talk to the crowds that gather inside the Hall of Industry, and we share lots of valuable information. So the fact that we're going to be launching this new program soon, Cappy and the City Board have been invited to come to our Friends of Fish Creek booth to be able to talk trash or whatever to our visitors. That's a wonderful place to get in front of a whole bunch of people.
It really is.
It's the largest event that happens.
We talked about this. We did this show about a year ago with you, Norm, and I came out and visited you at the State Fair, if you remember. Yeah.
And we want you to do it again.
Yeah. I love the State Fair.
Cappy's coming, you know, and maybe other city board members at various times to talk about this program. What we're doing here in the Capitol City can happen anywhere. And so through our affiliation with Keep Arkansas Beautiful, who will be at the State Fair with us with their mascot, Otto the Otto, we're going to be sharing this across the state and across the nation. This can happen everywhere. Trash is everywhere, and it harms the environment. People can get together and get involved in an Adopt a Street program or even an Adopt a Highway. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, state highways, we've got a lot of them that run through our city. Keep Little Rock Beautiful got involved in the RDOT Adopt a Highway program a few years ago along that 1 mile stretch outside of Interstate Park for lots of reasons. As you were talking about public coming to our, or, you know, people coming to our city for this, that, and the other, then you get turned off. Well, it's a major thoroughfare coming to a huge city park that's soon to become the gateway for probably the third largest city park in the United States.
Exactly.
And that's what people at Arc Beautiful and our friends at Bush Creek have been working on. Cappy's helping us get this turned into an official city park. We had to put it on hold for a while because there's another situation going on. But we want South Arch Street to look good and not turn people off when they're coming to this new 1,800-acre park that's connected to the fairgrounds.
Fabulous potential.
And we're crossing over Bush Creek. So we did our, every other month we do a Adopt a Highway cleanup. We did it this past Saturday. We have to inform RDOT when we're doing this. They were there early Monday morning to pick up all the debris and furniture, and they mowed it. So it's
wonderful.
That's the best time, because if they mow it just before we come there, it gets shredded.
Tears up all the trash.
And it makes it harder for us to do it. So anyhow, they're on board with us. At least our area here, number seven or whatever, throughout the state. So we've got a great relationship with them, so people can help. So at the upcoming Arkansas State Fair, we're going to be talking about a lot of things, having several guests come to be speakers again. And so far, the youngest who's coming is a 10-year-old. She's involved with this Miss Elementary America pageant, and she's won. And she brings her fellow members to our Keep Little Earth Beautiful cleanup events. She's helped us with our quarterly recycling events, and she's taken on a whole new role. So she's going to come to our state fair, and a 10-year-old talk to, you know, citizens about what she's doing with her Green State of Mind program.
Yeah.
And you can't start too young. And I hope I'm around long enough when she finally graduates from high school that I expect her to become a member of Keep Little Rock Beautiful, you know, and she'd probably do it now if we had a position available at that age. But she's
wonderful.
An official member of Keep Little Rock Beautiful right now.
Wonderful. The Arkansas State Fair is such a great way just to reach thousands of people from every county of Arkansas. I'm so glad you're doing that. Cappy, I promise not to get off course here. Cappy and I, obviously, she's an inductee in the Arkansas Food Hall of Fame. We could talk food all the time, but I mentioned seeing you at the state fair. You know, Cappy, how much I love fine dining and healthy food, but sometimes you just need a corn dog.
I'm with you, Rex. I am not judging. I'm right with you.
Sometimes you just have to have a corn dog. Now, talking about reaching out to people, you told me you weren't ready, Cappy, to unveil your slogan yet.
No, we've alluded to it.
Yeah, but
talking trash is part of it. Pick it up is part of it.
Yeah.
Put it together.
We have to realize, though, in the era in which we live, we talk about people getting off their phones, but the social media and so forth, branding's really important, isn't it?
Rex, it is so important. And, you know, the research shows that the main culprits are in the age of 18 to 32.
Yep.
So messaging for young people is critical. So we have deliberately chosen something sort of provocative just to start the conversation. And that's why, you know, getting into the schools, becoming part of the curriculum is just imperative, in my opinion, because it starts there. I mean, kids really do teach their parents about recycling, about climate change, about things that maybe some of us older people are thinking, oh, well, what can we do about it now? It's too late. I'm 71. You know, whatever. I'm not going to be here to see it. But I just think that the whole awareness part of it with kids is just absolutely the most important element here, getting them to invest and teaching their families how important it is to pick it up.
Yeah, and I have to ask you, because I did allude to food, and Cappy, of course, is a restaurant owner. Now, you are more in the fine dining category, and this is more fast food, but do you think we can get restaurant, especially fast food, franchisees and owners on board, because that's such a big part of the problem, and giving people straws that they don't need. And
So right. And thank you for mentioning straws. You know, at Trios, and I learned this part of my zoo education, you know, ask first. Don't just automatically give people straws.
Yeah, well, I never use a straw.
I
usually get iced tea, and I think drinking iced tea with straws weird. An old Southern boy, you don't drink iced tea through a straw.
Most of the litter that I see, especially it's just thrown out Highway 10, ends up in my palm. Mm-hmm. They're Styrofoam cups,
yep.
which, by the way, we haven't used Styrofoam in our restaurant in 15 years. City government, we do not use Styrofoam at City Hall. Well, some people mm-hmm. do. Mm-hmm. The lids, the single-use plastics, the cans, it's that. That it drives me crazy. So one of our goals is to work with the Arkansas Hospitality Association, which is the lobbying group for restaurants in, throughout the state, to work with them on ask first, do you want a straw? Banning, I would really love to see a statewide ban of styrofoam. Don't
exactly.
know if that's going to happen.
I would
Plastic
too.
Bags, Rex, they're everywhere. Take your own shopping bags. I mean, there's so many things you can do to prevent some of those single-use things that end up in our in Fish Creek and the trash booms. So that's part of the plan. I don't know how successful we'll be there, but that's part of my mission, especially as a restaurateur and somebody that pays AHA to lobby for me to work with. And I don't want to throw fast food restaurants mm-hmm. under the bus.
I understand, but it is a huge part of the problem.
It is maybe the biggest part of the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, so we have just got to educate people, and when you talk about the young lady who's going to be at the state fair, Norm, that gives me hope because we've got to start at a young age now, and we've gotten away from that in this country. I mean, we're all old enough to remember when you know Keep America Beautiful ads were the big thing, and the Indians tear and. You know, it seems that there was that push go all the way back to Lady Bird Johnson mm-hmm. as First Lady, and it seems we've kind of gotten away from that as a country.
You know, when we took you on that float trip on Fush.
Oh, that was a wonderful day last fall.
You were able to see firsthand the beauty of this incredible urban wetlands that's right in the heart of our city that most people haven't seen or even know about, and the beast, the street litter that flows in there. Mm-hmm. We are in the process, we're working with some of the various groups that Cappy has mentioned, to take them on private float trips. We would be doing it right now, but we haven't had rain in such a long time. And so Fish Creek is at the lowest level that I've ever floated on.
That's not, what I figured right now.
Safe,
it wouldn't be floatable.
But we're going to be doing that. So we're going to get all these various groups out there when the water level gets up so they can see firsthand. And going back to the education, Keep Little Rock Beautiful had an intern work with us from UA Little Rock a few years ago. And the idea of this project was for this intern to look at the common litter items that are out everywhere, but especially here in Little Rock and Fish Creek, and how these common litter items harm plants, animals, birds, trees, fish, aquatic life, and water quality. It was a wonderful intern. We've shared that nationwide with NUSA because Little Rock hosted NUSA a year or so ago. Lost track of time. But prior to us reaching out to Cappy and the city board to get them to help us with our Adopt a Street program that Keep Little Rock Beautiful partners with Little Rock Public Works Department, I got permission from Little Rock School District for us to be able to take the information from our interns program, dial it down to fourth graders, and now that we've got city board on board with us here, this is going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's ever happened in Little Rock before at this level, but we're happy that we're going to be doing it. And once again, sharing it through our Keep Arkansas Beautiful affiliates and nationwide to let people know what you need to do to teach the kids so they can go back home and teach their parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles how the street litter problem that has grown exponentially is killing our environment.
Yeah.
We've got to make a difference.
Absolutely. Back to Fish Creek for a minute, because Cappy, I want to mention something and get your response as a member of the city board. And that is, you know, I had lived in Little Rock, well, the last 35 years straight since moving back from Washington, D.C. And like most people in Little Rock, I had never been in a canoe or kayak on the creek. And when Norm took me out there on a fall day last year and the cypresses were turning golden at the time, it was just wonderful and it was amazing how we got away from the interstate noise pretty quickly, and these hundreds of year old cypress were surrounding us, and I could have been in the deepest part of the Arkansas Delta at that point for all I know. Most urban areas this size in the country would give anything for an urban wetlands in the city limits, and Norm referred to the, you know, park potential in the future, but tremendous, tremendous potential to open up that wetlands for recreational use in the years ahead.
Absolutely. And we're so excited about this. On a little side note, I guess it was about 9 or 10 years ago when they put the boat launch in at Benny Craig, and went there for that. And that was my first time on Fish Creek. And I saw the trash booms, and I saw the beauty, and then I saw the beast.
Yeah.
And that is what turned me on to, well, first of all, I went out and bought a kayak.
There you go. There you go. Started floating.
And just, you know, and I, Rex, I think it's absolutely the role of local government to get involved in this.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Some people don't think that that's appropriate, but I think it's an important mission. You know, who else better to lead this but our local government? Whether it's awareness, education, enforcement, that's a tricky question. How do we enforce things? The infrastructure investments, I know we the sustainability office has gotten some really cool new trash cans to put downtown. We need more trash receptacles. Mm-hmm. We're working on a stencil or a decal that anybody could use in their business or neighborhood park, working with parks a lot to keep this just keep driving this message home again and again and again. Kind of like the, like you said, Lady Bird Johnson, that tear rolling down the Native American's cheek. It's just, you know, we grew up in the same era. Remember
right,
when
we did
seatbelts? Remember the seatbelt campaign?
Oh, absolutely. To make
remember
it cool.
Remember the don't, I mean, I grew up with, well, no seatbelt for a while, with a litter bag in the car. You did litter. You did not litter.
That's right. You had a litter bag hanging from the radio handle. Yeah.
So I want that to become the common thing for everybody that has a car. I just am sick and tired of people just throwing trash right out in front of me, driving down any street in the city. It's just, we can do better, right?
Absolutely.
But we need good role models like you and me and Norm, everybody in city government. We've got to come together on this. It's more than just ugly. It is damaging the environment.
It really is. We're running out of time. I knew we would, and I will get you back. One thing I did want to also mention to you, we were talking about getting various groups involved. The city, along with the Little Rock Convention Visitors Bureau, I know contributed significant funds to get the Ambassadors Program started again in downtown Little Rock, where we sit right now taping this podcast. And, Cappy, I just wanted to say thank you for that. They're making a real difference here in downtown.
They are making
such... It's amazing as I walk the streets. Yeah.
I wish we could have ambassadors in every neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we can.
Yeah.
But it takes a village, but that's, I think, one of the wisest investments, and I hear that almost daily.
Yeah.
Whether it's making wayfaring, helping people get in and out of places, but how much
I walk over to Main Street for lunch now, and the fact it's clean and the trees are trimmed and there are actually flowers growing in the planters now. It's just made a world of difference.
Oh, yeah. Civic pride. You know, we live in such a beautiful state.
We do.
I mean, like you said, Fish Creek, we are so blessed to be in such a beautiful spot. Let's just clean it up. Hey, pick it up.
Amen. Amen. We're out of time. Norm, thank you. Thanks for all that Keep Little Rock Beautiful's continuing to do.
Oh, absolutely.
For our city. And Cappy, thank you.
Thanks, Rex.
The litter czarina for the city of Little Rock.
I'm going to have a crown. Somebody's going to make me a trash.
I may do that.
Next time you see me, I'll have it on.
All right. Thank you for joining us. You've been listening to the Southern Fried Podcast, a production of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.